Do you think I need to go and paint that yellow BR, bruv?
Arms out to your mum's house. 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 Arms out to your mum's house.
Big up the New York
team.
Big up the New York team. Big up the New York team. Big up the New York team.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Arms House to Your Mum's House, episode 63, to be precise. I'm your boy Amber. It's my man Theme right here. I can see your background is different this week.
Aye, it's gone way different now.
It's gone way different now, man.
Look at the ceilings the boy's got. He's actually got some ceilings, brethren. Oh yeah, look, got wooden floors. Can legit moonwalk.
Look, he's doing the moonwalk right now, ladies and gentlemen. Man, all the people listening, if you aren't watching on YouTube, man, you know what I mean? You're missing out.
What, mate?
No, congratulations, Theme, on moving into his new apartment. He's moved out of that brass place. No, it wasn't brass, but he moved
it
out of that place.
It was the worst place.
Yeah.
Bro, can you imagine living there? What did you think of that yard?
When you
came round, did you used to think, fuck, my boy Theme in is a really bad way?
No, it is what it is, man. Genuinely.
It was disgusting, that yard.
It was all right, man. It was just the wet, like the how you cold you used to get and all that type of shit. They used to, like, you know.
That was unbelievable, brother. That.
Yeah.
Single glazing made of a cling film.
Crazy.
Fucking hell.
Nah, but mad congrats, man. I know you've been going through it this week. We've tried three times now to record this podcast. It's like, you know, the electricity cut out one time and then, you know, you couldn't get home in time another time. And you know, you was going to IKEA like 7-8 times a day and shit.
Fucking hell. Three times in 3 days.
Jesus.
To IKEA. Yeah. To IKEA, bruv.
Yeah, man.
Oh, my days.
I haven't been IKEA in a long time, man. But I like IKEA. You know, it's not too bad. You go in there. I bought my record shelves from there, whatever they're called.
Do you know how much of a rob IKEA is?
What do you mean?
Fuck it. You scan your own shit.
Oh, how much you could rob?
If you don't scan your own shit, you have to go to see one of the people who work there.
Mm.
And you... Like the big bits, you just slide part the sort of middle and small bits you put on a conveyor and it spins around. The big bits, they're like, oh yeah, no, just put those down the middle. And as soon as they said that to me, I'm like, what? They're asking you, yeah, to rob. No, the big ones, yeah, they don't go in there. Can you please pass them down the middle? And I said, yeah, sweet. So, and I had loads of big items.
Mm.
So I knew, and this. One woman working on the Spanish speaking woman working on the thing, and I'm thinking, A, she's like 4'2". Yeah, this bird. Some of these boxes I'm gonna stack, they're higher than her. Then I could just stack boxes behind. I was thinking of everything.
Mm.
Anyway, Rob took just passed loads of shit through seats and shit. You know what I mean?
Oh shit, for real?
Yeah,
sick.
And, because I knew I was paying dough.
Yeah, yeah.
I was going to be paying, you know what I mean, a lot of money there. So I knew I'm still going to stand there and hand over a lot of money. You know, when it's those ones and you spend more money, then it's obvious. Oh, I obviously wasn't trying to rob, was I?
Yeah, exactly. You know straight up. And you can still, I think, to this moment...
Just bolt through, bruv. Just bolt through.
Even in the supermarkets that do it, if you buy the bulk of your stuff you buy and you slip in a few free items, if you get caught, even to this day, I still think you can go... You can still pull that
what
card.
What do you mean? Like,
I didn't realise. Oh, why don't they have people here? Why is it machines? Why is
you blag it like that, yeah.
So it's not my fault, man. What the fuck, you know?
Yeah. I can't understand the machines. That was so bloody long. And it's... Yeah.
Brother, but congratulations, man, and jubilations on your new move.
Tings.
We got to come round there. I chatted to Mean, PFB. We're going to do part two. We're going to come round there and do part two, okay?
As long as he's not doing graph. Look how white the walls are.
Compared to your face.
I haven't done fucking nothing. There's pictures going up. I've got to do all this shit.
Hanging
three
up
some days
pictures.
Of IKEA building I'm doing. But I mean, 3 days, like I've got my own warehouse. 3 days of shit that I've bought.
Yeah.
One by one, I'm just sliding a fucking... Fucking...
But Theme, you see right behind you, above the TV... on the right-hand side of the TV, you see that blank space? You got to put up the Don guitar, the guitar that's been behind you every episode so far.
You could put it in there. Or I definitely don't need the porno light, do I?
No, you do need that. No, you should be using...
Said I look so pasty. Look how bright I am on the...
It will look 10 times better if you use the light.
What, to be more paste?
It's just the camera, that's how it works, yeah? The more light that goes into the camera, the more HD it's going to look.
Let me just tell you something.
Okay. I can switch my light off and you still see me. I'll be all right. You know what I mean? Check me out, theme. Look, this is without my light. Look, this is riveting stuff for the people listening.
Tropical brother.
I'm a tropical brother, but still, look, you know, you can still see me, but it just looks 10 times more crisp. With the light bouncing off my forehead, you know what I mean?
Look, now I've got even more pastiness, bro.
Is that on now?
Why?
That's not on.
It's on.
Okay, it but you got to put it behind this the camera. Okay, look, just forget it for today, man. Just work it out for next time. You got to put it behind your thing so it's not just shining on one side of your face.
Yeah, I'm trying to reach as far as I can.
And shadows down the left side of your face. You want it going straight
this is
full
a
on.
Bruv! This is a temporary setup.
Okay, I'm just saying.
Temporary poddage setup. Yeah, I'm
Jesus,
not sure it'll reach
amateur,
behind the blood clot.
All right, while Theme's putting up his light, we're going to... Today we got some... the return of the graffiti... There we go. Theme looks great. We got the graffiti word association game. We got maybe a rant from Theme. I don't know. I got a mad story to tell as well. We got music and graph critique at the end as well. Thank you for keep sending your graph in for us to critique, man. Graph sketches, photos, trains, whatever, man. Just send them in and we will critique to the best
send
of our ability. Yeah,
we love seeing that shit.
Yeah, boy. And so what? The trains were all delayed today as well and everything was fucked.
Big up Sammy J. Listens to the pod.
Sammy J, salute.
That's what I might do. It might be too late. It obviously is too late. But he sent me some photos of... I can't remember quite why he did it or what he did it for.
Mm.
It was basically, it was AI graph. It was to see if... I think he sent it to me to see if I could tell it was AI graph. And he said, I did these pieces for you. And just sent them over as like a trick. I should have read the WhatsApp messages more before we started the pod.
No, but that sounds that would be slick. That would be cool to try and we could do.
And he suggested you should say it on the pod. Yeah,
that's a wicked idea.
I said yeah, that's a big idea.
Because that's the new age now, man. AI.
Bruh, I've been listening to some AI shit today.
What?
Podcasts and shit I'm listening to today. You're just thinking, what the fuck? It's like the millionth one now I've heard about what's going to happen when you get AI and blah, blah, blah.
Listen, man, there's so much good that can come from it, but it's like, of all the things, I saw a meme the other day, I can't remember the exact wording of it, but it was like, AI, you should be using it for like, you know, technology and fucking, you know, shit that's going to help push forward the human race, but instead of using it to fucking make movies and artwork, like, we got people for that. We don't need AI for fucking art and shit. Yeah, let's use it for some other shit, you know what I mean? But anyway, you sent me something. What did you send?
That's the graph from AI.
Okay, this is really unorganized. Now we got to prepare this, you know. We'll do AI graph next episode. We'll chat about AI graph, okay? Not this one, because we're unprepared.
No. Next episode, we're going to check about AI graph.
Actually, next episode, we can talk to him about it. I don't know if anyone's familiar with Bando, Crime Time Kings, affiliated with the Chrome Angels, Mode 2, Shu, and fucking all them
Bernardino.
Crews. Man. So Bando is one of my all-time favorite graffiti writers. I reached out to him. He said he was up for it. We were supposed to do it for this week, and he had some other shit come up, so he promised me next week.
He had some better offers. He thought, "What the fuck?"
No, he's actually going spelunking. He goes cave diving. That's what he does. Yeah, and he messaged me, man. You know, and said, "Like, I can't make it. I'm sorry." Like, he apologized. So he's really on it. So, you know, fingers crossed. Next episode, we're gonna have Bando on, man. And all you youngins who might not have heard of Bando, trust me, the person you look up to loves Bando. And if he doesn't love Bando, the person he looks up to loves Bando. So don't fuck around, motherfucker. So hopefully that comes through.
That's a massive guest. What's my levels like in here, bruv? I haven't even tested shit.
Yeah, you're a little bit quieter than usual, but that's not a bad thing.
Usually I go a bit closer.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
You know, I mean, you know.
No, I'm loving it, theme. I'm loving it. The whole, I still haven't
Wait, listen.
Around. Yeah.
Listen, yeah.
What?
If you're getting on the fucking train, you can't eat fish 5 minutes before getting on the train. You can't do that. Especially in peak hours, man.
Oh, mate.
Fuck me, the Central Line, man. That's the only difference in my journey is I've got now take the Central Line.
What was the fish? What was specific about the fish?
Still a bit ill as dick. Still losing my voice.
Oh, my God. But what's specific about the fish? Someone fart in your face or something, or breathe in
bruv,
your face?
I got on the train and this geezer had blatantly just finished eating fish, bruv, and it was the Central Line rammed. There'd been no train for 35 minutes.
Yeah.
35.
So when it rolls in,
Lord
it's just
clot minute.
Yeah.
You're thinking to yourself, what? And when it came on, it said, first train, 19 minutes. I'm like, yeah!
Oh, man. It's the worst.
And I was telling you on the phone, I had to do one of those things, and you're like, yeah. Listen, everyone listen, look at me, and listen, yeah. I'm getting on this train. You know, these trains, they're ours, bro. Yeah. There's a lot to go into, but I can't talk to you about it now. There's not enough time. But yo, I'm getting on the train. And that's I kind of like want to announce it.
Yeah, yeah.
And lo and behold, when the tube comes in, I'm like, oh my Dave. And you know, the Central Line, everyone's bent in anyway.
Mm-hmm.
It's mad old. It's mad. You know, yeah. It's the longest line.
But have you seen the new ones? They got the new Central Line. It won't come out for another couple of years, but they just...
Don't talk to me about Central Line stats here. My man's been looking at Central Line stats.
Yeah.
They're taking five off. And when they take five... Bruv, you know what the excuse is for why there's no trains now?
What?
Shortage of trains.
Mm. Actual trains. There's not enough of them.
Yeah. The engine's been made in 1992. Some sort of one of the engines... And it's DC instead of AC. Do you remember like some old Master System or something, or radio controlled cars or something? You could switch your remote from AC to DC.
Yeah, yeah. I remember that.
Some of the Central Lines are still DC, bro. So
what
like
is
it shorts.
DC?
It shorts all the time.
It's the
different current, isn't it? There's AC, DC.
Yeah. Oh, is that why the band AC/DC is called AC? Yeah, of course it must be. Shit.
Well, I don't know about AC/DC.
No, it must be because it's got the power. It's got the electricity thing in the middle.
It does. AC/DC, bro.
Oh my God.
But some of the engines have still got fucking DC.
Jeez.
So they're like shortening or blowing themselves up all the time. They take five out. They've got 78 trains, 78 Central Line trains.
Okay. How many is Bass painted on right now?
Usually all of them. And usually there's like 12 or 13 of them, 14 of them out of service all the time.
Because
they're like just getting the new motors done. They're not getting new trains, they're just getting these motors done.
Just updating
the next train to drop is the Piccadilly.
Oh, it was the Piccadilly one that I was looking at. It wasn't the Central Line. Sorry, forgive me. Yes, I saw
Central
a video.
Line's not till like 2029.
There's some bod.
Look at man with the stats, bro. Telling you, the Central Line is not going to get refurbished until 2029.
Yeah, but theme, I'm watching mad train bods on YouTube. There's a guy, he just basically does vids about the London Underground. Nothing to do with Graf. He just goes, oh, this viaduct was made.
I've seen a lot of those, bro.
And then there was one, he goes to Germany or Switzerland, I can't remember where they make the trains. I think it was in Germany. And he went there to review where they let the press on and they go, it's not coming out for another couple of years, but it was the new Piccadilly line. And it looks nice and fresh.
Piccadilly.
For some tags on it, you know what I mean? Like, we should do that. Someone should blag, a graffiti writer should blag that he's press, go to one of these things, but rather than analyze it, go, oh yeah, look at these dangly bits to hold on, they've updated it, and look, the new doors open, like they should be like, look, this panel's nice to do some fresh tags on, this bit here is dope to do. They should do that. Yo, theme, big up. Let's listen to a tune. This one is suggested by theme. Which one of yours? You suggested two this week. I don't even know if you remember.
I suggested them way before the pod. There's the balloons.
Oh, yes. Yeah, you just see them. Yeah, what the fuck happened there? I don't know what I did. Yeah, look.
There it is, boy.
Again, the listeners are really not going to get...
Yeah, ban you.
It's not working.
Because I'm cancelling it out.
Oh, you're the cancelling. Come on, you fuck. See, only sometimes it picks it up.
Bruv, your thumb I up. Go pasty as a motherfucker.
Theme, do you want to listen to Neek Bucks or Barrington Levy? Which one?
Barrington Levy. Blood! Spin them in the blood!
Double, double, double.
Wait,
double,
wait.
Double, double.
This is such a fucking banger.
Yeah. She didn't have a daughter, she didn't have a son. She said, bullet the blue crowd.
Rewind.
He's pulling it. He's
Saluda.
Pulling it.
He's
pulling it.
She didn't have a daughter, she did have a son. She said the lift doesn't run, run up the stairs and come. And if it don't come quick, you're not gonna know that's fun. So I grab a bunch of rolls and I started to run.
Here I come.
2 months later, she said, come and get your soul. Cause I don't want your baby to come tie me down. Now because you are old and I am young. Yes, while I'm young, yes, I wanna have some fun. Run me down. Shouldly waddle diddly waddle diddly whoa. I'm broad.
You know me, bro. I'm broad.
Broadway. Yes, I'm broad. I'm broader than Broadway. When you go to Volcano, it's like a stage show. You have man that swing DJ and blow.
Yes, theme with the move.
She didn't have a daughter, she did have a son. She said the lift doesn't run, run up the stairs and come. And if it don't come quick, you're not gonna see your son. So I grab a bunch of rules and I started to run. Here I come. Whoa. 2 months later, she said, come and get your son. Cause I don't want your baby to come. Tie me down, cause you are old and I am young. Just while I'm young, yes, I wanna have some fun. Run me down. Extra size, extra broad, extra broader than Broadway.
Oh shit! What a classic jam right there by Barrington Levy. Here I come. That's another one for Ash to add on the Spotify playlist. The link is below. All the music we play here on the podcast, we have a special Spotify playlist. You can check it out on. What made you choose that song theme? Just because I'm
over the ocean and over the sea. What? All of the girls, they might look for we.
Yeah.
We don't.
Shiddly wopped up, diddly diddly whoa.
It's so sick.
Swing. I'm bored. You know me, bored.
He's just too ill. Barrington, wherever he came that with that fucking shiddly what.
What was the jungle tune, man? I should have found
that. That's what I was thinking of. The remix, the jungle remix was just crazy. Broader than Broadway, I think it was called. Crazy dope, man. You know what? Let's go straight into the graph word association game, man. Yeah?
I'm a graph word. Kind of like a graph nerd baby.
Yes, with the lyrics.
They can't slay me. Impregnate with rabies.
So we've done this a couple times on the podcast already, man, where I basically describe people's graffiti tags and theme has to guess what the word is. Simple as that. I'm allowed to say anything except for the word itself. But this one is a special one.
This is the wordplay game.
The wordplay game. We should
Sorry,
just call
man,
it the
I thought we were doing graph critique. Like, nah, let's go, baby. Let's
the
go.
Wordplay
let's
game. You got to set a theme needs to set a timer for 2 minutes, which we usually do. But theme, it's a special one this time. All the tags I'm going to be describing are people who have sent in their graph for us to critique.
Right? Drop me out.
Yeah, so you got to think.
Lamppost.
On all the people that have sent graph in, okay?
Big up Lampington!
Big up Northampton in the house. Don't say any words yet. Just wait. Set a timer. Count me down and we will begin.
Right. Okay.
Okay.
I don't need a pencil, do I? I do need a pencil.
You don't need a pencil. You don't need a pencil. Just...
All right. Ready?
Yeah.
Go.
All right. It's a Spanish cuisine.
Tapas.
King tapas in the house. All right. What do you use to open a bottle of wine? You have a thing. It's like a...
Bottle opener. Yeah. Corkscrew.
Yeah, but...
Skewer.
Yes. There we go. All right. This is a typical English name. It's a typical English name.
Frank. Bob.
No.
Gary.
No.
Dave.
No.
Adam.
No. Come on. The most quintessential. Not James, but...
Brown.
Begins with a J. Come on, man.
James Brown. Jim. Jim.
Almost, man.
James.
John. Okay, moving on.
Ah!
Okay, so wine for the ladies. And what's for the guys? They drink a pint of...
beer.
Yeah, okay. Now...
Nike beers.
Yeah, do you remember Robin Hood? There was a guy, he was the monk. He had this like a... and he was Tuck. Tuck.
Friar.
There we go. All right, when you got a question, you what the question? When you want someone to know the question, you...
propose. Pose.
Okay, now, forget it. Moving on. If something's disgusting, like a little kid would go, nah, that's...
yucky.
Almost.
Yuck.
No,
gross.
No.
Gross.
No. They go, ugh, it's sticking to my hands. It's
mushy, slushy.
Icky. Icky is the word, okay? Now, when you're out and you want to cut the grass, what do you call it? What? The lawn?
Mows.
Okay, big up mows.
Come on, bruv. 11 seconds.
And what do you grow in the garden? What do you grow in your garden? You grow...
herbs. Grass, weed.
What do you name
roses.
Them? What's the name of all those things?
Flower bed.
No. Begins with a P. Begins with a P, man.
That's it. It's over. It's over.
A plant.
Begins with a P.
Oh. Plant was the one I was thinking of. Let me see. How many
Maddie,
did you get?
When one, you put two. A seed into the ground, what are you doing? It's plant.
Yeah, true. But okay. We were talking about
turns,
gardens.
What turns carbon monoxide into fucking oxygen? It's a plant.
Yeah. I've got loads more. Maybe I'll continue that. Okay, you had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. That's it. 5 out of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. No, so you got less than 50%.
No, that's not true. My lawyers will dispute that. No.
Yo, big up all the people who send in graph for us to critique. Like I said already, man, keep them coming in, man. You know what theme? I'm going to play my tune because we were talking about drum and bass as well before. This is a drum and bass tune. This is one of my favorites. Yeah, it came out in 1994. The story I have attached to it isn't till like 98, 99, but I'm playing it anyway. It's Top Cat, Push Up Your Lighter. I think it was produced by M-Beat. I could be mistaken. It could be someone else. Anyway, let's go. This was my shit back in the day, man. I love this. Wait till it drops. It's coming. I doubt Ash will find this on Spotify. Push up, 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 push up big tune there, man. The reason why I want to play that tune is because I want to bring up a rave back in the day. There was a rave called Rain Dance.
Can I just say?
Yeah, of course.
I'm not on the screen right now, yeah?
Mm.
Because I'm walking to my freezer. I've now got a freezer.
Wow. I'm
walking to my freezer, yeah? Getting some ice, pouring some rum, pouring a little ginger beer, making a fucking drink in my own yard where I can actually move. Bro, man's got ice.
Man's got ice. He's ice. Out of the caveman times. He's out of caveman ice. Times. He's got ice now.
Dude has got ice. I've got fucking ice, bro. I can like cook food and keep it in the freezer. Organize my life, my vida.
It's mad how what people take for granted, isn't it, man? And also, it makes you appreciate it more now you have it as well. Man. You know what I mean? Big up theme.
Oh, it does. It does.
But anyway, listen.
I had to bend over in the old fridge like that. The fridge door opened towards you. Yeah. One of those waist height ones. And so you had to bend over the door just to look at what was fucking in there. The measly three shelves.
And what had a little flap at the top, which they called the freezer, but it didn't freeze jack shit.
Yeah, no.
Bullshit, yeah.
I've got a light in my fridge. Oh, turn and open the fridge door, yeah? Fucking light comes on. I'll be like, hello, boys. Wow,
you
hello, boys.
Now. You are
who
rolling.
Wants to get munched today? Fucking hell.
You are rolling, theme, man. Now, big up, theme, man. But
big
listen,
up for letting me interrupt your story and play the blow-cut rhythm. And please tell us your story.
Well, do you remember Rain Dance back in the day? Did you ever go to a Rain Dance?
Rough. I don't think I went Rain Dance ever.
But you remember?
Of course I remember it.
Yeah, okay. So Rain Dance is this, like, it started in the 80s, like maybe late 80s, early 90s.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's more...
happy hardcore, like kind of, techno kind
which
of
that
rave.
Tune you just span then.
Yeah.
That has got a lot of that in it.
Yeah, exactly. It was from them early rave times, early 90s. But Rain Dance, you know, anyway... The story starts me coming out of Bagley's nightclub. It might have been One Nation. It might have been Best of British. I don't know what rave it was, but I'm walking out now. The sun is coming up. You know what I mean? There's people outside giving flyers. You remember them dudes used to stand outside and give up flyers. Yo, Andrea, what's up? Give her some love.
He says hello. He says hello.
Yo, what's up? Okay, sorry, Andrea walking around the background. All right, so I was walking out. Sun's coming up now. Yeah, people handing out, you know, those dudes handing out flyers. And there was this bald-headed dude giving out flyers for Rain Dance.
The
and I was
rave.
Like, oh, shit. I was like, he's like, yeah, next rave, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, look, man, I don't know what I was on, but I was like, yeah, I do graph. Do you want live graffiti done at your event? I'll do some live graph. And the guy was like, yeah, yeah, cool. And I happened to be talking to Richie Rain Dance himself, the guy who started Rain Dance. He was out
there.
Wait,
this is what, in 90-something?
This is in 1998. Something like that, yeah. And he was like, yeah, yeah, cool, take my number. Boom, he took my number, I took his number, and then we chat. And then the next Rain Dance, I went and painted at, yeah? And it was at it was a place called The Drome at the time, yeah? It was under the arches near London Bridge. There were these arches, and they used to, there was like a car park during the week, but on the weekends, it turned into a rave area, yeah?
Proper, I love it.
Danky place, yeah, and they were holding it there for years. But then the one I turned up to and I painted at, I was painting just on the outside under one of the arches, but it was kind of outdoor, but not really outdoor, but it was kind of outdoor. And so they set up a little thing for me to paint, and boom, I start painting it. That night, it got so rammed, and they had such a lack of air conditioning in there because there was no air conditioning. They just had fans in the corner just blowing the hot air around. Yeah, four people died that night. Yeah. I had no idea until the next day. When we were there at the event, you know, it was hard to notice because there were so many fucking people. There were seven arenas, you know, arenas. There were seven arches playing seven different types of music. Happy hardcore in one, jungle in one, techno in the other, house in the other one. You know, like crazy. It was crazy.
Yeah, serious rave.
The mad mix of people you'd get in there. You'd get rude boys, you'd get ravers, you'd get jokers, you'd get nutters, you'd get all sorts of mad people there. And it was a wicked event, but the next day I found out that they fucking four people died from dehydration or some shit. Yeah, crazy. Now, the next Rain Dance, they couldn't hold it at the Drome. The Drome closed down. It later reopened as SE1, it was called. Another changed, and then they proper kitted it out, put proper air conditioning in there, and it wasn't a car park anymore. They made it into a proper venue. But while that was happening, Rain Dance didn't stop happening. So they basically worked out a deal with the people from Bagley's. Yeah. And they hosted a Rain Dance at Bagley's. And then, boom, you know, Rich calls me up. He goes, we're going to set up a graph thing for you to do. And, you know, you can paint while people are raving, whatever. And I'm like, cool, no problem. So I'm there and I get guest lists because I'm working. So I get a couple names I can put on the list. So I turn up to Bagley's. I set up all the paint and everything. And I start painting away. And then people start arriving. And then my mates who I put on the guest list, my mate Phil and my mate Ben Miles. Yeah, rest in peace. My mate Ben, he tragically passed away, man. Much love to him. Hayes.
Phil D.
No, Phil, I can't remember his surname, but he was mates with Ben. Really cool dude. So they turn up, but I'm getting missed calls on my phone because I'm working, you know what I mean? So I'm not looking at my phone. I'm getting text messages, calls, and I look at my phone, shitty Nokia one, you know, at the time. And it's them saying, they're not letting us in. They're not letting us in. Yeah. So I drop everything. I go to the front door. I chat to the guest list person and I'm like, look, these two are with me, man. It's cool. I'm working here. They're on the list. And they couldn't find their names. And I was like, check under Richie Raindance. Yeah. Under Richie's guest list. And then boom, it was there. So they let them in.
And you said, 17, 18-year-old you said, shut up about not letting them in.
Shut your mouth.
Check the Rain Dance list.
Well,
bro.
Check this out. This all leads to something, yeah? So they come in, they're hanging out, you know, they go get a beer, they come hang out next to me where I'm painting in the outdoor bit. And I'm painting away and I'm taking my time because, you know, I've got like 4 or 5 hours to finish this painting. This only could take me half an hour, but, you know, I'm taking my time. And I look to my mates. I'm like, look, lads, you don't have to hang here the whole time. Go in there, rave up. You know what I mean? I'll catch up with you guys later, whatever.
Mm.
So they disappear. Now, the next day, I get a call from Ben because I didn't see them for the rest of the night. Next day, I get a call from Ben going, you don't know what the fuck happened last night. Yeah. I'm like, what the fuck happened, man?
You didn't see them the whole night?
Nah, I thought because it's massive, you know, Bagley's is two big rooms. Like, you know, I just thought I didn't see him. I tried texting him, nothing, you know what I mean, whatever. Next day, though, he tells me, yeah, that he fucking, they went in for a rave in the drum and bass bit. Then they went off to the bar. Ben went off to the bar, bought like 4 beers. Because he bought 2, 1 for him and his mate, but then another 1 and 2 just to save him from going back to the bar. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
And then they go back to the fucking...
That's.
Yeah. And he goes back to the dance floor where Phil was. And then about 7 bouncers swarmed on him, gripped them up, walked them off to some fucking, secret door.
Back room, yeah.
Yeah. No, but you don't understand, man. They roughed them up. Basically, they opened the door and kicked him down these stairs. Yeah, there's this like steep staircase going down, kicked them down these stairs, took him into some little room. And they're like, what the fuck is going on? I'm here with Maddie, the graffiti guy. And they were like, they weren't having none of it. They were like, nah, give me the drugs. Give us the drugs. And they were like, what are you on about? I got no drugs. They strip searched him, man. Like, I'm not even kidding, man. They fucked their shit up, man. It was so, I felt so bad the next day because I brought them in, you know what I mean?
Oh my God.
They strip searched them and they didn't find nothing on them.
Can you imagine?
In it.
Can you imagine a kid now going to Bagley's and getting strip searched by not the feds, not no lawyer, no nothing.
Bouncers, just rago bouncers. Because listen, Pete, you know.
Rago uncles from Nigeria, those massive gazers.
Yeah. No, but Bagley's is famous. I should have looked this up before, but it's famous. It was run by some proper underworld gangster motherfuckers, man. I can't remember the name of the family, but it was a specific family who ran the drugs in that area, you know what I mean, in King's Cross, and they were
Irish,
big time.
Irish.
I can't remember where they're from, man. I remember knowing the name before, but it was run by some mad fucking, you know, gangster motherfuckers, yeah. And so they manhandle my mate, fuck his shit up, and he's just like, I don't know what's going on. They keep telling him, where are the drugs? He's like, I got no fucking, he had like a couple of pills just for himself. And they found that on him. And he was like, yeah, that's it. And he's like, nah, where the fucking rest of them? He's like, what rest of them? He's like, I'm just, you know what I mean? I'm here with my mate Maddie.
Just here to have a fucking rave.
Yeah.
And you're fucking strip searching me, bruv. And they were giving up my pills. He told me, night is over.
He told me he slapped him around the face and shit. Like, they fucked him up. And my mate is, like, not a rowdy dude at all. You know what I mean? He's the most peace. He's a fucking Quaker, man. You know what a Quaker is?
He's like, what the fuck's getting? No. What's a Quaker?
Quake, you know what? I don't even know exactly what a Quaker is, but it's basically a religion.
By the name.
It's a completely already, yeah. pacifist religion where, I don't know all the, again, I don't know all the details or whatever, but it's about pacifism, you know, about being peace and love. And these guys were just fucking him up.
He's like, for his pills. He's pulling pills out of his anus in his little Johnny's. Hey, this is all I've got, bro.
Yo.
It's only three.
Anyway, then they dash him out of the back door. They kick him out with his trousers around his ankles, man. And he's just hobbling off like that. Yeah, I've been beaten up. And he's just cursing me out, going, fucking Maddie, bringing me here, getting me fucked up. Yeah, exactly like that. So he was mad at me the next day. And I'm like, God, fuck, what the fuck happened? And then I put two and two together. I eventually worked it out. Because I chatted to Richie Rainer. I told him what happened. I was like, yo, these guys, they fucked me up. And he told me that Raindance, obviously, listen, to any naive people out there, when you put on a rave, especially raves back in the day, especially ones like Raindance or in Bagley's or whatever, sure, people pay money for drinks. People pay to get in. But there's a big money maker in selling drugs at these places. Yeah? Bagley's is very... The bouncers search you for drugs, not... because they don't want you doing drugs in there. It's because they don't want you doing other drugs. They want you to do their drugs in there. You know what I mean? They want to sell you the drugs. That's why they don't let other drugs in there. And basically, because my mate Ben was on Richie Raindance's guest list, the Bagley's gangster motherfuckers assumed that they were the drug guys for Raindance. Yeah, and Richie was trying to get them in to sell drugs in there to make money off the drugs.
Okay, so they thought he was involved.
And the bag, these people going, nah, you can't sell drugs in there, only we can. Because they're, you know, they were one of the few people that were on Richie Raindance's guest list, they just assumed those were the dudes. You know? And so they just treated them accordingly.
Or because you put them on that list.
Well, I didn't put them on that specific list. I just asked Richie Raindance. I was like, look, I got two mates coming, put them on the list. He was like, cool.
You're like, look at the Raindance list, yeah? The one actually called fucking Raindance. Yeah, that's how important I am, bruv. Yeah. Look at the list, bruv.
Yeah.
Don't look under his DJ. Look under Raindance, bruv.
They assumed they were part of the Raindance crew.
And then it backfired in your face.
Trying to sell pills in the place, yeah? And then when they realized they were wrong, they just fucking... dashed them out anyway, man. And it was fucked up, man. I couldn't believe that. I felt so bad the next day that he got
strip searched,
manhandled
in a fucking dingy little room in the back of fucking Bagley's.
Crazy.
Could you imagine that shit happening now?
Just think the helplessness and six big fucking, you know, bouncer motherfuckers telling, where's the drugs? Where's it? He's like, I ain't got nothing on me, man. Yeah. Oh man, I felt proper.
Oh, do you know what's making me feel a bit weird at the moment? Yeah, is not weird. Feeling sorry for people who have to do it.
Yeah,
is dads whose daughters come in with them to the changing rooms of like a gym or something like that, and you're like, nah, bro, nah, bro. You know how anti-nonce I am.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter to me how old, I'm like, nah, bro, nah. Like, what am I supposed to just stand here? And fucking get naked while there's some ute in here who's like standing on the bench because they're so small and you're like fucking doing their clothes so they're just looking at me like that.
Theme, let me ask you a question. Theme, first, I've not been to the gym with you or anything like that. Are you the type in the changing room you just walk around in the buff, Rago? Or are you one of them types to like use your towel?
One of those guys.
Yeah, you know them ones, man. Them fucking dickheads.
They're
walking around like they're at home and shit, man. I'm an under the towel kind of guy, man. I put my towel on, I swap my, you know, undies and shit, you know what I mean? I mean, I'm not like super like looking around and shit. I just not parading around with my balls.
I go for the old slip on, slip off, the old whip, whip.
Yeah,
that's
okay.
We're talking whip and whip. You know what I mean?
Mm.
Whip, whip.
Yeah, so what
in and out.
Yeah, so dads with little girls who bring their
Do you know how bad that is?
That's terrible. I would not do it.
Do you know how and the mum's like allowing it, or she's at home, or she's having a coffee in the reception bit, or she, you know, she's just fucking doing something else. Could be another kid. She's doing like the watching him play football outside or anything. But you might have two daughters. You might like never be able to get out of it.
Yeah.
And it is fun. When they bring their kids in for swimming, you're like, bruv. Sometimes I want to say, bruv, how old is this ute, man? She looks about fucking 12, bruv. Can you fucking stop like, bringing her in? It's so hard. It's so hard. It's so rank.
Yeah, that's messed up, man. That's messed up.
I'd have to build, if it was my daughter, I'd have to go in and like build a barricade, proper bricks and mortar across like the fucking benches and shit. And just like, here you go, daddy, you can get changed in here.
Just you know blindfold her, man. Just rago, just, you know, blindfold her, man. You know what I mean?
Fuck yeah.
That's messed up. Yeah, now fuck that, man. Props to any dads out there with baby girls.
Props to all the dads out there doing that.
You just reminded me of a stand-up comedy bit as well, man, which is really off-key. It's fucked up. Yeah, I think it's Louis C.K. It might be someone else. I think I even mentioned it on the pod. No, just about how if you have a baby boy, you have to worry about one dick. Yeah, like, you know, that kid's dick. If you have a baby boy, you got to worry about that one dick. Like, he doesn't put it anywhere. He is not supposed to, blah, blah, blah. Whereas if you have a baby girl, you got to worry about every other single dick in the planet Earth. It's so fucked up when I heard that. I was like, oh, shit. It's not even funny that she's messed up.
That's exactly how I'd feel if I had little girls feel like this.
I can't even imagine, man. But I think a lot of people prefer to have a little girl because they're less, you know, less rowdy and they're easier to look after and shit. I don't know.
Not when they become teenagers, bruv.
Yeah. Listen, let's move on, man. Let's listen to your next track and then we'll get into some graffiti critique. All right. Theme suggested. I never heard of Neek Bucks, but I've heard of Benny the Butcher.
Oh, the Benny the Butcher verse on this, man.
Oh yeah,
I was listening to it and I thought, oh, I'm gonna save that for the pod.
Okay, this is Neek Bucks featuring Benny the Butcher, track called Pain.
We got Neek Bucks doesn't give sweet fucks. This is exactly the kind of rap that you don't like.
I mean, well, let's hear it. I haven't heard it.
With the beat as well, with the beat.
So you're far, like,
no,
so good.
No, it's too electronic, yeah? Dude, I don't even know about old school, though, bruv. You know what I mean?
Look. They only see me strong, they ain't feel like I got feelings. It was different.
Now, you know what, Theme? Wait, no, I want to put this to bed.
This guy's nice as well.
I want to put this to bed. I don't not like hip hop.
Put it to bed.
I'm not just purely boom bap hip hop. I love boom bap hip hop. Obviously, that's my shit, and I love boom bap. I love sampling. I love all that stuff. You know, I love all that shit. This is the stuff that excites me, and that's what I love to do. But I'm not completely narrow minded. That anything outside of that is whack. I'm not like that Theme, man. You know what I mean?
We were back in the days.
There wasn't this type of shit back in the days, though, man. You know what I mean?
I mean, anything outside hip hop, you're like, this is fucking whack stuff.
I know. But
secretly loving Nirvana, but like, no, I don't. 100% hip hop. 100% hip hop. The first dude's kind of nice with it as well, old
Neek Bucks. What kind of name is Neek Bucks? He's a fucking Neek, man. He's a fucking Neek.
Triple L. Look, they only see me strong, they ain't feel like I got feelings. It was different, I ain't feel you was my new. I've been sliding with them hitters, made a couple new feelings, so forgive us.
Oh, I got the censored version.
Radio.
Sorry.
Pull the tune, bruv. That's it. Pull it. No, you done it. You've done it, no favours.
I didn't realise there was a censored version. Apologies, people. No, we can still listen to it, man.
No.
I want to hear Benny the Butcher's
verse. No, next week. You're not going to be able to hear Benny the Butcher's verse in it. It's going to be
All right, apologies for that, Fire. Are you sure? You don't want to listen to it? Third time
No, you ruined
lucky.
It. Do you know what, everyone? We're never playing that song again on the pod. Never going to hear Benny the Butcher's verse on that. We're not going to repeat the name now. Neat bucks, mate. That's it.
Neat bucks. All right. Okay.
Sweet fucks.
Theme. I mean? All right. Before we get into the proper critique, you sent me a train that you wanted to chat about by a writer, Atom. A-T-O-M. Theme. Have you got it up on your phone? You sent me this specifically and you said, I want to chat about this on the pod. I want to chat. How dope it is.
Mate. So, first of all, I can't even see it because it's got SA at the top of my WhatsApp. So let me cancel. But the first of all, it's by Jepsy.
Who?
Jepsy.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure.
I mean, I recognize these letters.
Yeah, it's by Jepsy.
Mm. Where's he from?
Exactly. When I said, I didn't think that. And then when I read that, I thought,
Where is this train?
Everything what about train is this... It? I love it. I don't know, you know.
Okay.
So there's one train on it.
Yeah.
So I don't know if it's a one train, but of where.
And this definitely looks late 90s. That's what the letters look like.
I don't have any data.
Maybe early 2000s. All right, okay.
But I just want to say, big up this dub.
Yo.
I fucking love it. You see when you have the arrows come in on the left of the dub like that?
Yeah.
And you can fuck those up just by doing the space in between them too big, like something simple like that, and you fuck them up.
Mm-hmm.
They're coming off perfect off the bottom little bit of the A. Yeah, the man. T, listen, the T is a fucking cunt to have in the middle of your word.
Very true.
And dude's just like killed it the way it rocks into the O, and the O's got its own flex as well. The O's ridiculous. Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
But then the M... Man, the M is fucking dope. And you know I've got an M at the end of my reach.
Yeah. I got an M in mine.
I just fucking love
theme. Let me describe it.
And then
it.
The flow of the whole thing in them. Well, it's like a chrome, proper chrome dub on a train.
Yeah.
We don't know where the train is from.
No.
But it kind of looks European. I don't know. I don't know.
I think European, yeah. Germany, maybe.
But it's A-T-O-M,
or
Atom.
Dutch. Yeah.
I'd say, yeah, maybe Dutch. Not even semi-wild, just like a wicked nice flow to it.
I think Scheme would call it pipe style. Pipe style,
but with a couple of doodads as well.
Yeah, a few connections here and there.
But you see the purple colours behind behind it?
Yeah,
the purple the like bubbles and shit with the pink border and shit. But the colour of the blue, man. Is sick. The M is sick. The highlight is sick. You see in the M on the right of the M, he's done the yellow highlight in the middle. You know, I love that kind of stuff. And everyone always says to me, no, you should fill it all in. You should fill it all in.
Yeah.
I fucking love that shit.
No, I agree.
With the border done on the inside. Man.
You know what he's done here that I never do and I would never do it, but it does look cool. You see at the bottom of the A, on the left side where the arrows come out on the left, but then on the right side of that bottom bit, it goes across the bottom of the A into the bottom of the T. And now if you look at the left side of the M, there's a connection that goes round to the right side of the M.
Mm-hmm.
Now, those, I think, whenever I do them, I think it takes away from the letter and the letter gets lost. Now the A looks like a B because it's got that bar at the bottom.
Yeah, because it's
you
got
know
the
what
bar
I mean?
At the bottom.
But... Yeah. It works. You know what I mean? When I first saw this, I saw it said Atom. You know what I mean? Like it was clear as day to me. But then when I looked into it, I was like, oh shit, he's done that. And I've never done a connection like that purely out of fear that the letter will get lost. But he's pulled this off, man. He's got a left rock 3D with blue and light blue going through it. It looks really sick.
That reminds me though of one of those Heiko blues. That blue, that is fucking nice.
What, the light one or the dark
fucking
one?
Fucking dub is banging. The A is banging.
Yeah.
The T, maybe not like absolutely banging, but it's still like fucking doing more than holding its own. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. And I love the two bits, like holding up the top bit of the T. You know, the two little bars, like just like, you know, propping that top bit up.
But the O, bruv.
The O looks like a C.
It looks like a C
to me, but... Obviously,
if you hadn't put the highlight there or the bar across it a bit higher or something.
Yeah, or something. I don't know what. I mean, it's still an O. Like, I get it what it is. And this is a nitpick on my behalf. I love it. Only the strong survive, he's written on the right-hand side.
But that's Jepsy.
Jepsy. Yeah, you can see it's written Jepsy is written on the bottom of the right hand side of the M. If you look at the
tag. Is he not from Germany?
I can't remember. I've definitely seen Atom. I don't know if he's Dortmund Swiss.
Train.
If he's Swiss or Dutch or German, I don't know, but I think European for sure. But I still could be wrong. I mean, maybe in the chat, people will let us know. Obviously, this was part of another, you know, other people painting this train as well. I just love these. This is classic fucking graph right here, man. Everything about it is classic, man. From the highlights, like Theme pointed out, the fucking 3D, the top of the O going, you know, it's under the T, but then there's a little, like, he's done a little ghost thing to show where the top of the O would be. And he's even put a highlight on it. Just little things like that, man. I just fucking love them, man. And those arrows coming out the side. And you were saying about the arrows being perfectly placed. It's the angles, man. You know, the angles.
The angles, man.
We work the angles sharp and precise, man. Like, angles are,
I reckon,
so...
he's German. I reckon we need to get this right. I think he's a fucking massive writer.
I'm sure they'll you let us mean? Know in
he's
the comments.
He's a massive fucking writer. He's from Germany, man.
Yeah, they'll let us know. They'll let us know. Oh, Jepsy TRD crew.
Exactly.
I'm sure they'll let us know in the comments, man. I'm sure.
Bro, there's some trains on his shit, the letters, man. He's very, very nice.
Very nice.
Very nice.
Okay, so let's get into some proper graph critique right now.
Big up the tap hats. Yeah. Big up the tap hats.
Let's think. You what lot could of we do
Big
now.
Up the tap hats.
Let's go for this guy. All right, I'm sending you this now. Boom. And boom. All right, you should be receiving.
Stop sending
that.
Me nudes, yeah?
Yeah. Ignore the dick pic. Just move to the next one. Yeah, Theme can see it. Okay, let me describe it first, Theme, and then you can tell me what you think, man. It's a dub by someone who writes Scrib, S-K-R-I-B. Purple outline, white fill, blue like bubbles going through it, and a blue background. What's your initial thoughts, Theme, man? You had a little giggle earlier. What were you thinking?
Well, I'm trying to remember that character. He used to be on TV. He was like an actual character, like a puppet, but he was called Elf or something. Do you remember that? And he had like I don't know what animal he was. He had like a long nose. He was like a brown animal.
Was he on a children's
elf,
TV
elf
show
or something? Kind of.
What do you mean kind
but
of?
Anyway, that's what the S. That's I need to find.
Was it a cartoon or elf. A puppet? A live
no.
puppet?
Yeah, it was like a
Gonzo from the Muppets. Yeah, Gonzo with the nose like that. Yeah,
no, but he had his own show. It was like an adult. It was an adult show. It was like 7 p.m. Alf!
Oh, Alf.
Alf.
Yeah, Alf. I remember Alf.
You see the S, yeah? The top of the yeah. S reminds me of Alf's nose.
Okay, fair enough.
That was the first bit.
Mm-hmm.
It says Scrib. S-K-R-I-B.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a white dub with a purple outline and blue sort of bubble dots scattered about. Looks like he's done it fairly quickly, to be fair, the lad.
Yeah,
looks
he's quite a rough filling.
Yeah.
Either that or lack of paint. What do you think about the letters, Theme?
I don't like them.
What do you think about
them? I know. Well, the B kind of doesn't know what it's doing, whether it's like trying to do straight letters or curves, and whether it's got like fat bits coming off it or not.
Hmm.
It's all over the shop, man. It's like three different styles. You know what I mean? But the inside of where you've done the outline, like the middle hole of the B at the top, it needs to be a lot better than that. The detail needs to be better than that.
It needs to follow the outside of the letter. You know what I mean? Well, it doesn't need exactly. to, but...
But he doesn't look like he gives a shit the way he's filled it in and that. It could just be a whip.
Now, I think this guy does give a shit. I just think he didn't have enough paint to fill it in properly. That's why it's a little bit more dusty fill than your average. I think he bought one can thinking it would be enough, and then it wasn't to touch it up. Because look, okay, my initial thoughts are, look, it's up. It's relatively neat. It's not super neat. You know, it's dirty in some places, but it's neat enough that this guy, you know, has been doing it long enough, yeah? Now, the guy has no consistency. He's done the S, big, like, looking Alf-like motherfucking S. And then he's done a K.
You gotta have consistency, son.
Yeah, and then he's done a K, like he's, like, doing a throw-up. And then the R, he's kind of trying to... He's tried to
keep the same as
consistency.
A K.
And even the R, look at the top bit of the B you were talking about. Look at the R, the top bit of the R. There's some consistency there.
Yeah.
But it just... The dude doesn't really have an idea of exactly how the letters should really flow and bounce, yeah? And look at the I. The I is big and fat and chunky and meaty compared to the legs of the K and the R. Look at the K and the R. They're all skinny little legs kicking out, you know what I mean? And the S is just big and chunky. It's just a bit all over the place.
Alf notes. Only Alf notes. And the blue behind it is fucking dog shit.
Yeah, he's definitely, like, he's on his way. He's not there yet, but Scrib.
No, this geezer will be able to paint in, like, I don't know, 12 months.
I mean, if he keeps at it, he's got the, you know, he's got the can, there's no drips and shit. The dude knows how to use a spray can. Oh, there is a couple of drips now, I'm looking at now. But
yeah, bun your drips, man. Drips all right.
Drips
bro.
Okay, drips, but I'm just saying, you know, there's it's fine with the drips.
Choose
I'm
a style not, and stick with it, because this one's too many styles.
He needs to sketch more.
Your eyes letting you down in terms of the height.
And he needs to keep it simpler as well. Again,
but you can see what he's trying to do. Yeah, just get the letters better first.
Just keep it simple, brother, man. Simplify the letters. Get those straight letters working. And then try and funk it up a little bit more. All right, Theme, I'm going to send you one.
Kiss. That is a sick crew. Kiss. K-I-S. Keep it simple. Kiss.
Keep it simple. Kiss. But there is a writer, Kiss, though, so we don't want to...
So no one can ever have that crew name, okay?
Yeah.
Wherever you are in the whole world, yeah? Doesn't matter if you're in Germany or Poland, someone's going to find out, yeah?
All right, Absolutely. Theme, I've just sent you another one, man. Check it out. I just sent you another one. Big ups.
I can feel some graph coming Scrib. On you, though.
Big up, Scrib.
Yeah.
Theme, have you painted this year yet? I haven't painted this year, man. I'm itching to fucking paint something, man.
I did a little thing the other day.
Is it?
Behind my old flats.
Oh, before you moved out, you thought, fuck it, let me leave a little mark, like a dog. You know,
but it's still trackside, yeah.
Sick. Who did you do it
fuck
with?
Fuck you, motherfucker.
Just on your J's?
My J's.
Oh, man. Sick. Send me a flick if you got one. You didn't even take it.
And big up. I want to send a couple of big ups when we're talking about Gref.
Yeah.
I want to say big up to Loot. I think it was Loot. Who I saw you don't know, you can't remember. Big up to him. I saw him when I was moving in. Big up to Gash. Original Gashy Fantastic.
Yeah.
Reaching out. Gash FLS, Gash SB.
Mm.
Gash Brains and Brian's.
Brian's.
Big him up.
Those jokes.
Big him up.
All right, okay.
People who reached out.
I've
today.
Just sent you a new one, man. This is a dub on a brick wall.
Oh, windmill, bruv. We've had this.
Sends windmill. No, we haven't. It says windmill. WINDMILL.
Right,
it's
let
really
me talk to
shitty.
You right now, yeah? Let me talk to you right now. Yeah. This kind of dub is what I expect to see, yeah?
Yeah.
When I go to this little place outside. It's outside Newcastle, outside all of those places. Yeah. Called Peter Lee, yeah? And there is nothing going on there, bruv. It is fucking down and dingy place, bruv. And there's a gentleman's club in the middle of the estate. And it's kind of like, it is actually a gentleman's club. You know, like, birds don't go.
Yeah.
And it's all the lads, all the old boys from the estate go down there. I bet it's all the old boys from the estate. They're talking like that, it's there.
Yeah.
And you go down there, the pints are like 50, 60p. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's fucking rank, stinks of piss. It's like not been modernized since like the 70s. And it's got that kind of dub on the outside when you come out. Windmill.
Yeah.
Done by like an 11-year-old kid with a missing tooth in the front of his face.
Done outside the youth center next to the youth center.
Yeah, like a shell suit, like a proper shell suit. Actual, what that material was, but it was fucking shell suit. It was all dirty and covered in patches and shit.
Yeah.
nick your bike if you turn around for 1 second.
Exactly.
You've done a windmill.
And just the tag windmill, it kind of reminds me of lamppost. You know, me, one of them type of words.
Like, lamppost, yeah, lamppost. If lamppost sees windmill, bruv, he's gonna bat it.
Yeah, then lamppost and windmill should have a beef. But theme, this is a special one. Yeah, this wasn't sent in by someone. This was actually posted by a legendary graffiti.
Yeah, that's
writer.
What I'm saying. Yeah. I've seen this.
Oh, you have?
I've
okay.
Seen this.
So, do you remember which legendary graffiti writer painted this dub? He said this was done in 1983. It was the first thing he ever painted. So, you know what I mean?
What, is it in England?
And it was done at his, on his school as well. It was done on his school. No, England. Not in England, no.
Okay. Scheme.
No, not in America either. It's in Europe.
Because I thought Scheme posted something similar.
Yeah.
Big up Scheme every time.
No doubt.
No, then in that... Oh! Shit.
He's from Germany.
No.
He's from Germany. No. He writes Can 2.
Can 2, Can 2. Who's got some banging
stuff? The legendary Can 2. I'm going to send you one now, like a more recent piece from Can 2.
And it says something like, just to show you that we've all come on a bit of a journey or something like that. I saw the post. I was like, yeah.
So again, this is going out to Scribs. You know what I mean? Scribs. Even Can 2 started off, you know, whacker than you, man. Like, you know, Scribs burns windmill. You know what I mean? But like, yo, Can 2, did you get that one I just sent you? Yeah, it's not a great high-res picture.
I wouldn't have picked that.
No, I just literally just looked it up now to send you just to kind of, just in case. I thought maybe you wouldn't remember Can 2, but Can 2 is a legendary. His characters are one of my favorites. Like, the guy has been around for fucking ages. Mad props to him. And again, like you just mentioned, I posted that windmill just to show all the you know, the more the toys out there. We're not here to take the piss, you know what I mean? Like, we're just here catching jokes and just, you know, critiquing shit, man, you know what I mean? So, you know, don't take it to heart. Keep doing the do. Keep pushing, you know, keep fighting the good fight, and you'll get there, man, if you have passion.
That's what weeds out. That's what weeds out all the toys are after a while, because they just give up.
Yeah, that's it.
You just have to keep going. No matter how shit you are, you get better if you keep.
Well, I've always, you know, there's that thing, there's that saying where anything art related, whether it's movies, whether it's fucking screen printing, whether it's fucking graffiti, whether it's fucking calligraphy, whatever it might be.
Playing guitar.
80%, yeah, playing guitar, fucking Kick-ups. Singing, whatever. 80% of people who do it are shit. Yeah. 20% are decent. And then 5% are just next level dope, you know? And of that 80% whackness with graffiti, you know, you start young, you get nicked, or someone beats you up, or you get lined out and dogged or whatever. And then people just fade out and they go, nah, it's not for me. And they move on to other things. It's that 10%, 20% that keep pushing through that continue to do good and great things. You know what I mean? So a little message of encouragement there.
A little inspiration for your life.
You know what I mean?
Biblical Ahmad.
From Arms House to your Marjorie. I'll bring Arms House to your mom's house. All right, man. We've hit an hour. Much love, party people.
I got to eat.
Blessings. Yeah, I got to eat too, man. I made a nice Chinese chicken and rice.
63.
Yeah, man.
I can't wait till we're out of February, man.
Yeah. Out of January, you mean? But yeah.
I know. Out of February.
Oh.
When we're out of February, you know what I mean?
Then summer's on
March
the way.
March can just be a little bit wet and shit. Like,
yeah.
Nah,
no doubt.
Those beaches, bruv.
Party people, thank you once again for tuning in, man. Please leave a like, leave a comment below. It helps with the algorithm, for real, man. Please do that.
Two big guests coming up.
Yeah, man. Oh, we got big guests coming up, and Mean Part 2, hopefully, soon. And it will happen, but just when,
we say
I don't
that
know.
For like everything.
Yeah, I don't know when he fucking pulls
We've
his
We've been saying that for months, Mean Part 2. Forget Mean Part 2.
Let us know in the comments who you want as a guest. I even messaged Jan the other day to come on for Part 2 as well. Hopefully, we can do that. But anyway, we got big things coming up.
Too busy, mate. For selling books in Greece, mate.
Yeah, boy.
Doesn't even live here. Loving life.
Hit the subscribe, all that good stuff. There's also the link to the Patreon down below if you want to support in a real way. That would be beautiful.
Yeah, man. Lend us a tenner, bruv. You know what I mean?
No, just buy us a coffee or a pint. You know what I mean? It's all love, man. Actually, a pint is almost a tenner nowadays, man, for fuck's sakes.
Bruv, it's nuts.
Salute, party people. We're out. Peace.
Do you think I need to go and paint that yellow BR, bruv?